I can't really. I feel it's very difficult about the 3 weeks. I feel it's very difficult. It's very hard to. So hard. So many years we don't have the. It's very hard to feel the loss. I know that. I used to go to Gamliel when I was a boch. I used to go to Gamliel Rabinovitz. I think he's quite famous by now. Do you know the Mekubal, Gamliel Rabinovitz? He's a big Mekubal. He's a Kabbalah, a Yerushalmi. I think he's quite famous by now. Gamliel Rabinovitz. Go to Mekubal. And he told me that when I was a boch, and I used to go sometimes on Tuesday evenings, he used to give a chabura for Young Light and bochim and Young Light. And then he told me once that he is somebody that I forgot now who, Chassid Sherebbe maybe, or uncle of his, I don't remember now who. He felt that he was lacking in the 3 weeks, any deeper understand, deeper emotion about the Ben HaMetzorim. He felt that he didn't fully appreciate the meaning of the 3 weeks. So therefore, he was living in a flat in Yerushalayim, this particular person, so tell me, Reb Gamliel. So he was living in a certain flat, which was his own flat, a very modest little humble flat. And when he came to the 3 weeks, 1 year, he said he's had enough, he can't. So he decided to sell his flat. And he sold his flat and he went to rent. He said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golus, doesn't have a proper dwelling place, then he should also not have a proper dwelling place. Because in order to internalize the meanings of the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, so that's very powerful. That's a very extreme way. But what I'm taking from this is that it needs a tremendous amount of work to actually feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Okay. I was Shabbos in Manchester, if anybody's interested. And the interesting part is I spoke to my brother-in-law. My brother is a big expert in Hilchos Shabbos. And then I spoke to him about the shaila of the spider on the sheet, on the paper. Yeah? You know, to take the spider away on, you know. So I tied it a few days ago in Shir. To me, it's posh that it's tzod. And that's what I said. I think it's absolutely unquestionably it's tzod. To take I don't have a doubt about it. To take a piece of paper and to the spider and to take it away. It's tzod because I'm not talking about mukhtse now. Mukhtse, perhaps it's gav shalrei, perhaps not. I'm not sure about mukhtse, but to take you're catching the spider. But I was questioned, I was challenged in Shia over here. Forgot by whom about it. That it's not tzot. It's not tzot. So I decided to ask my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law told me that very interesting. My brother-in-law, he had the same shayla, and he asked the Falk the identical question. He asked the Falk exactly the same question a few years ago, and Afalk told him that Afalk said that he doesn't think, my brother-in-law also felt that it's posh, that it's sod. You're trapping an animal, he's not going to jump away from the spiders will not jump away from the you've restricted the movement of the spider, he will not move away from the paper. He won't. He's not going to move.
It's a web that it goes down. Always try to catch a spider,
make a web. Oh, I didn't think about the web. I thought that, yeah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And he's going to, okay, so I'll tell you what. Okay, to me it was posh that it's tzod. So my shvager also said that he feels it's tzod, but then he asked Afalk. He talks a lot to Afalk. And then he asked Afalk, and Afalk told him that to him it's posh that it's mutter. And it's not even tzod at Rabbon. And the reason is, because in theory, the spider could jump off. The spider could jump off. It just doesn't, because it doesn't. But in theory, it is trapped. Here's when it's literally trapped, and he cannot move away from it. Here you've got a scenario that he can, he just doesn't bother doing it. So and I said, that's what Afalk said, and Afalk before his matzah, he said, you can't do that. He said, you can take a sheet, paper, and kind of like take the spider underneath it and move it out of the room and take it to safe heaven. Or rather, you'll be in safe heaven. Yeah. Yeah.
Out the window,
yeah. So that's what, but I'm not sure, I don't know, there must be a science nowadays. What's the barrier? Why is the spider not jumping off the sheet? Why is the spider not jumping off? So I don't know any, there must be nowadays a science of psychological, to understand the psychology of behavior of animals. There must be such a thing now. There must be, no? There must be, I'm serious, there must be psychology to understand it. Why is the spider not jumping off? I think it's not jumping off because it physically feels, it's a physical barrier. Why it's not jumping off? Imagine, never mind that if it doesn't make a web, yeah? If you've got the spiders that don't create webs, like the daddy long legs, I don't know, you take it off like this, right? I hold that it's sod because it's not going to jump away because it's got a barrier. It's not going, it's psychological, not psychological, there must be, that goes into nature versus nurture, you know, I mean, it's not going to jump off. It's not going to jump off because it physically feels that it cannot jump off. It's something which is against the behavior of an animal. Am I talking sense? It will not jump off. But it looks like a folk thinks that it's an act of laziness or something. I don't know. Know anybody any thoughts on that? He will. Well, if that's the case, according to Mr. Belen, if that's the case, then it's clearly mutter. Oh, so an ant is a similar scenario then. If you've got an ant, or any bug, any insect that you want to get out of your house, it will be the same shaila. So what will be the halacha then? According to a funk, it's fine. You've got an ant, and you're putting it under the thing. You're not allowed to, because in theory, he could walk away, he could jump off. No, any thoughts? Anybody into behavioral psychology of animals, of insects? Yeah, it's hard.
Isn't the whole point of trapping is it feels I can't get out. I feel, you know, it's like left in a cage, all four sides up down, you can't get. Here, it's might be not bothered at all. Might be, hey, this is great. It's like it's all right.
Yeah. So therefore, is he restricted in movement? Yes or no? Because the thought is by restricting the movement, he doesn't have to be in agony. He doesn't have to be in. He doesn't have to be in pain. He doesn't have to. It has to be physically restricted. Okay, that's some food for thought. But I'm therefore chayz on what I said. I'm changing my mind on the statement I made the other day. Rafalk is matir. This scenario that we just discussed, and that's what I want to say. That's the chiddush of Shabbos and the chos of my shvogah in Manchester. Okay, so it's worth going to Manchester just for that. Pardon? What are you thinking? Which animal are you thinking of? I think it's going to be hard to take a dog on a sheet. I don't know how far it would go. I do not know how far it would go. What do you think? I mean, lechayir it's a kal v'chayma, that if already the small animals, they are more restricted, lechayir the big animals, they are happy to jump off. So lechayir, according to Afal, the answer is yes. Yeah. Okay. So that was the chiddush that I sort of managed to. As to whether there was more to go for or not, it's worth going to Manchester for that or not, that's the another question. Okay, Siv Zayin, Rabbi Yisrael, Simon Shita Zayin, Siv Zayin, we're now going to discuss scorpions, snakes and scorpions. Hatzot nechoshim v'akrovim b'Shabbos. Siv Zayin, bottom line of page Kuf Chav Zayin. Hatzot, somebody who traps nechoshim, snakes v'akrovim, scorpions b'Shabbos. Hon Shabbos. Oy, shay remosim amazik. One of the dangerous remosim animals. Dangerous animals. Who, I wouldn't say dangerous. Actually, mazikim. The translation of mazikim is causing damage, harmful, that's the word. Any harmful animals. Now, if you're catching and trapping a scorpion, or any harmful animal, then the halach is as follows. If you're trapping the animal for the purpose of medical purpose, you need the animal because it's the venom of the animal has got a medicine in it and is beneficial. That's the reason why I trapped that snake, because he's got some very, what's the word, some positive, some healing properties. That's the word, thank you. Yes, medicinal properties. If that's the reason why you can, and that was very common, I don't know how common it is anymore, but if that was certainly very common, that your venoms at times have got very positive elements. If it's for a fur, then chayv your chayv. Because you've trapped the animal for a very specific, positive purpose. If you've trapped the animal to avoid danger, to avoid it biting you, the word is, and if, bishvil, in order, shaloi, yishchenu, shouldn't bite you, muta, it's muta. So here we go. It makes a difference why you're trapping that snake. It does make a huge difference why you're trapping that scorpion and any other harmful animal. If it's for the purpose element which it's got, and that's what you need to take out of it, you're chayev. And if it's for just not, you need to have, because of the potential danger that you've got, then it is mutter. What's the reason behind it? What's going on over here? Oh, so now you're saying because it's for saving the life. Yeah, so then, if it's to save a life, so it depends what you're talking about. If somebody is in danger now, and you can get the medicine out of it now, then the halacha is certainly you're not to mechal Shabbos for anything. But is either A, it's not sikonos nefoshes, and or B, that it is not of immediate benefit, then it is chayv, and that's what we're talking about over here. So now we are learning that that it makes a difference. What is the purpose of you trapping it? The shaila is, what kind of animal are we talking about? Are we talking about an animal which is a bemino nitzoit or en bemino nitzoit? Do you remember we spoke about bemino nitzoit or not? Animals are normally caught or not. What kind of animal is he talking about? Why is it? You're right. It must be bemino nitzoit. Why? Oh, very good. 100%. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they've gotten chavav. And Rabbi Kagan, Chayev, the Mikri Dovash of Mitzvot. If we're talking about Chayev, it must be unquestionably something which is normally an animal which is worth trapping, which is normally being trapped. So we're talking about a snake or a scorpion which normally are being trapped. Now, but what does it remind you, this concept of the fact that we're differentiating in the purpose of the trapping? If it's for the medicine, you're Chayev, it's for not being caught. Excuse me, if it's not being bitten, it is Mutter, what does that remind you of? What is going on over here? What do we make a difference between what the purpose of the trapping is? What do we make a difference? Who cares what the purpose is? Either it's trapping or trapping, or it's not trapping. What's the difference? What are we talking about? Oh, very good, absolutely correct. Or in the words, with the words of the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim, it is talking about melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, as you're saying, which is learned from the Mishkan. The halacha is as follows: any melacha which is performed in the way of the Mishkan, that's what or the background is. Any melacha that you do exactly for the purpose, for the regular purpose, you're chayev. But if you're doing it for another purpose, then you're not chayev. And there's countless examples for that. And here's another one. Because if you're cat trapping for the sake of getting something out of the animal, that is the melacha in the Mishkan, that's melacha hatzricha legufa, and that's why you're chayev. However, if you're trapping an animal for a purpose which is not the purpose in the Mishkan, you're not chayev. And that's the case of here. Shalom Yishchenu for to be bitten. Which case, which seif? Yeah, so it is, you want the animal. You want the animal. Yes. Yeah. If it's Shalom Yishchenu or for another purpose, it's going to be mutter. Lemaise Mishlebur in Seif Kotten Chav Zayin tells us, So the Mishnah Berurah goes over here and says, "In the discussion of melach shen tzricha legufa, because that is the discussion over here. That is the discussion over here as to whether it's melach, whether the reason why it is muta is because melach shen tzricha legufa happens to be that we don't pask and melach shen tzricha legufa is muta." And we hold that it's in the Rabbon, and that's going to be the halachi as well, that ve'im b'shvil shelo yishchenu le'maisa, it's not going to be muta, but we pask in the halachi she'en etzich le'gufa, it's also in the Rabbon, and that's the halachi over here. Okay, I want to discuss now the following shayla, which is the interesting halacha. What is going to be the halacha if... What's going to be the interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisai? If a person mistakenly think shaila, a general shaila regarding melachas tzot, chaim, what do you tell him? What happens if somebody stood in front of a door in which there was a deer inside it? Any animal, a bird, a deer, whatever it is, you didn't know that actually when you stood outside the door, you were not aware they're actually trapping an animal. You didn't know. You stood up by the door over here, somebody asked, "Do you mind to do me a favor? Just stand over here." I said, sure. You stand over here. And little did you realize that actually by standing over here, you're trapping an animal. Good. Now, suddenly it turns out, suddenly you find out, you look behind you and you see all this massive elephant behind you, and you were actually trapping the elephant, and you just weren't aware of it. Now, it turns out that by standing over here, what were you doing, or what are you doing? You are trapping this lion behind you, right? This elephant behind you, you're trapping it. You did a melachas tzot. My question now is as follows. You did a melacha, but you trapped animal. I would like to know, are you gaining anything? It's an important shaila. Now, are you gaining anything? You'd like to stay over here. In real terms, you'd like to stay over here until Motzei Shabbos, because it's quite good to have this elephant in the back garden. You don't mind having it. And you know, if you're going to leave, the elephant is going to go. The lion is going to go, and you're going to lose it for good. And you don't mind having it. It's quite beneficial for you to have this animal. You'd like it. You know what? You're quite happy to have it. Now, are you allowed to stay now and continue remaining in that place where you're positioned, and thereby trapping the animal until Motzei Shabbos? Or, no, you've done a melacha by mistake. You've done a melacha. Now you can only rectify it by leaving the premises. Out you go. You have to leave the place in order to rectify the melacha mistakenly, but you've done a melacha. You've done a melacha mistakenly. You have to rectify it by leaving it. By leaving. What's the halacha? Similar case. A bird flies into your house. And actually, you know that, you know what? You know that this bird is worth something. It's a good bird to have. And you didn't know, you weren't aware, but you closed the windows. You closed the windows, you weren't aware. And now suddenly you see the bird. Now, do you have to open the windows in order to let it go? You did a melachas tzad, you want to rectify it. Or, perhaps, no, now it's in, everything is closed. You can continue having it until Motzei Shabbos. My question is, do you need to rectify a melachas tzad that took place by mistake? That's the question in a nutshell. Any thoughts? Aveir is done. Oh. Everybody agrees? Aveir is done, what do you say? Oh. Yeah.
So here, long me any harm not on Shabbos. So even if you say.
Very interesting. Okay, so this is excellent. Bialocha in page Kuf Chav Zayin asked this question. I want to tell you soon, I've got a massive, massive problem with this Bialocha. It's probably, to me, it's the hardest Bialocha in this Siman. Yoshav al Chechad al Pesach. Nistapakti, Mish Bialocha says. It's in the Bomaschi Yoshav. He's on the earliest Eve. He Nistapakti, I am in doubt. B'yoshav al Pesach, in page Kuf Chav Zayin. B'yoshav al Pesach, if somebody was standing by the door, b'shigigas Shabbos, having made a mistake, or shigigas melocha, I'm skipping the brackets, v'achkach nafot is noyed aloy, imot aloy leishav al Shadechshach, can you remain seated there until Motzei Shabbos? D'maya ha'va, what happened? Maybe I'm not gaining anything by leaving the place. I've done that veira, and that's it. And now the Mishnah goes and he brings the machloikas and mekoyos for that, and it doesn't seem to be masik lemaskona what you meant to do. He brings the Ramban, he brings Tosefta, and he's not paskening lemaskona. Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand his bialocha. It's got to start it, because I could not agree more to Jonathan. I could not agree more. It doesn't make sense. The simple understanding of Bialocha is very hard to understand. One second, Rabbi Yisai, have you got any doubt that if you... Imagine you have done Boira. Do you know if you've done Boira? Somebody, by mistake, took the good from the bad. By mistake, what would be a good case? What would be Boira? You took good from bad. You did a Boira. What would be an example of a Boira which is also...
Bad grapes from a bunch of grapes.
Very good. You took the bad grapes. Very good. Perfect. And then suddenly realized, oh no, that was a mishap. That was a melocha. I shouldn't have done that. I should not have taken the bad grapes out. Now, would you say to this yid now, who is in tears, would you tell him, you know what, just put them back and everything is all right? Well, it's too late. He's done the melocha. Finished. He's done the melocha. Are you rectifying anything? I mean, is he entitled to feel better if we mix them up again? I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't help. So I want to know here as well, exactly like you are saying, I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. The melachas tzad has been done already. It's tzad, he's caught, it's trapped. There's no benefit. And now, it's trapped. So what matter have it's done already. It's melach, it's trapped. It's no point now negotiating, should he stay, should he not stay? Does he need to? Can he stay there? Of course he can stay there, because the melacha is done already. Can he stay by the door if there's an elephant in the background? Yes, he can. The melacha is done already. It's not no point negotiating. It's the melacha is done. Can he? Does he need to open the windows if the bird flew in? He doesn't. Of course not. The melacha is done already. So it's once it's trapped, there's no point of rectifying it because you can't rectify a melacha which has been done. Yeah, I think the same will be there as well. It is trapped already. The melacha has been trapped. It's trapped already. It could be that it's trapping, but it is the animal is trapped, and therefore you're not doing anything by standing there. You're not doing anything by standing there. Like you don't have to open the windows to let it. You don't have to stand away from there. It is trapped. You don't have to take the wall down. Yeah, because it is trapped. The melacha is tzod, restricting the movement, and the movement have been restricted, and there's no point leaving the premises, leaving the doorway. And therefore, I do not understand the bialocha. I wouldn't have questioned it if not for the fact that I saw other achronim, I saw some of the sforim, I saw they ask on this bialocha. It's very hard to understand the tzorichin of this bialocha. Yeah, so then what you hear, it's trapped already. You don't have to step away. Like you're saying, I'm pleased that we've got the same understanding. Okay, here again, just to mention something, we mentioned the first tzil, melechas tzot, tzad is different than any other malachas. In what way? There's no negative. That's right. So he also there's no isof open. Just reminding because it's poshut, but it has to be emphasized. All the malachas have negative, have the two opposites as a pair, as a partner. Not some malachas tzad to open out and release an animal is mutter lekol ha'des. I didn't see anybody who holds that it's also. And therefore, to open up and to release animals, to release is mutter. It's mutter, and it's the only melacha I believe that hasn't got really not the only melacha, but one of the melachas that you'd have expected to have a partner, and he doesn't have. Rabbi said we learned today the melacha with regards to tzat nechoshim v'akrovim, somebody who traps scorpions. If it's for the purpose of medicine, is chayef. If it's not to be bitten, it is mota kol shulchanoch, and the halacha lemaisa we paskin that it is awesome the rabbanon. The reason is because the background of this shulchanoch is melacha she'eino tzricho legufa. The normal conventional reason of the mishkan reason of trapping an animal is for the purpose of for positive benefit. And therefore, if you're doing it for medicine, you're chayiv. If you're trapping an animal not to be bitten, that's melacha shen ein tzricha legufa, and therefore it is muta. We spoke muta kon shulchanoch alocha lemaisa pasuk melacha tzricha legufa is midrabon, and that's going to be the alocha here too. And then we spoke about the bealocha that questions who and that doubt that thinks it ponders about what if somebody is trapped an animal, are you allowed to step away or not? And we said we don't fully understand this bealocha. Tomorrow we'll be learning Seif Chof. Be'ezer Hashem, I wish you good evening.